Milwaukee police arrested people who violated the curfew late last night, towed their cars, and used tear gas to break up a crowd that gathered near the police station close to the corner of Locust and King. It was the third night of extended protests, while the last 3 days have been filled with peaceful marching and assemblies by thousands of people in multiple neighborhoods. Protests have been roiling throughout the country, including here in Milwaukee, in the wake of the death of George Floyd, a black man who died when a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck. As WUWM's Susan Bentz reports, the protests have included outrage as well as moments of hope and solidarity.
On Milwaukee's West Side Sunday, the scene was almost pastoral in Washington Park. A diverse crowd of several hundred people spread out on benches and green space overlooking the band shell for what organizers called a peaceful prayer protest. Attendees were asked to wear masks and black shirts. There was live singing and words of solidarity. One white woman, dutifully attired and accompanied by her dog on leash, chose not to share her name or impressions.
I don't think my voice is the one that needs to be heard right now. Thank you.
Zach Soderberg, who lives 5 miles west of this neighborhood, was happy to share his thoughts. Zach was moved and encouraged by what he described as righteous anger shared by the crowd.
This has happened before, right? This issue is not, it's not the first time this happened, but I feel the response has been different this time. I feel more people are getting involved, and I'm seeing less, less ignorant things said than I've seen before. And I do feel the response is greater, and I hope that it continues.
Tamika Jones-Kimber says she came to Washington Park not knowing what to expect.
A couple of my funky white sisters invited me out. All our kids go to school together, they're best friends, and they're just basically here to support me and my family and all the people that look like me. Simple.
Top of Tamika's mind, she's thinking about survival. Tamika's sons, 12 and 17, have happily attended school in Wauwatosa.
How will it look when my kids go back to school? Will they be like targeted or cast out because they're African American, and COVID has affected the African American community so devastatingly, and I don't want them to feel like contagious almost, and I don't want their friends to like shun away from them because they don't stay in the same area code as they do. We happen to stay in the 53210, which is very high with COVID. That's basically it. Just making sure that when they go back to school that they're still going to be accepted, like people won't look at them as being contagious or...
Tamika hopes her sons encounter positive feelings like those she felt in the crowd at Washington Park when they returned to school. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.